The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Good morning. Good morning. I guess it's probably still morning everywhere on this continent. But if you're on another continent, good day, or good evening, even. It's nice to be here. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Diana Clark. And I feel like saying, and I'll be your host for this week. Gil is still on vacation, taking some well-deserved time off. Okay, so we'll start with a guided meditation. So let's take a moment to settle in. Feeling yourself sitting. Perhaps feeling the sensations of sitting, touching the floor, feeling into the feet and the legs. Feeling the sensations on the back or the backside. Bringing an aliveness of attention, some mindfulness into the body. Into the bodily experience. What does it feel like to be sitting here now? So inhabiting the body with some aliveness, with some attention, some mindfulness. Alive to the body and the way it feels right now. Maybe you want to check in with the face and how the face feels right now. Maybe you notice there's some holding, some tension. And just relaxing as much as you can without making a project out of it or just feeling how it feels to let go, to relax. Perhaps around the eyes, the mouth, the jaw, the neck. Just feeling in and relaxing in a kind, gentle way. It's okay if all the attention doesn't go. It's okay if there's still some tightness and uncomfortableness. Just whatever's possible right now. Allowing the shoulders to drop down. Feeling into the arms and hands. The upper back, sensing in, tuning in to the upper back. The chest. Maybe it could be just a little bit more open. Maybe the movement isn't even noticeable if somebody were to watch you or see you, but there's a way in which there's a little bit more spaciousness in the chest. And some relaxation in the body, in the belly. Just being with this experience of the bodily life right now. Opening to it, to the experience. Sensing it, feeling it, Is there a way that we can welcome our experience, allowing it to be what it is? And it might be with this welcoming attitude or gesture, there might be a little bit more ease. Is it possible to set the direction of meditation for this period to be one of kindness, of warmth, some loving awareness of our bodily experience? Practice is a movement of kindness. It can be an expression of kindness to ourselves. Practice is a way of caring for ourselves. Respecting ourselves and our experiences. So not a self-improvement project, just an opportunity to be with what's happening, what our experience is, with some warm-heartedness. So with this foundation of being embodied, connected to the felt experience of this moment, with an attitude of care and warm-heartedness, we can gently inquire into our experience, whether it's a sound, a bodily experience. Maybe they are visual experiences, maybe emotional thoughts. Whatever experience is being known with this foundation of being embodied with warm-heartedness, can gently inquire, what is this? What is this experience? Not so much that we have to find the answer, but that we can embody the question of being present with some open-mindedness. What is this? Perhaps like how a naturalist would observe experiences. Without assuming that we know the answers or that we have to find the answers. The value is in the questioning. What is this? Maybe it's a sound. Maybe it's a stabbing sensation. Maybe it's a general sense of delight. What is this? in this way of gently inquiring, what is this? Is a way that connects us with our experience. Maybe a little bit more, but also encourages a sense of openness and availability to what's actually happening, as opposed to our ideas about what's happening. As opposed to the way we are thinking things should be, or perhaps concerned about the way they are not. But to have this inquiry, what is this? This open-hearted, warm-hearted inquiry enables us to be present for our own experience, as well as for the experience of others, so that we might be able to support them in the way that feels appropriate at that moment, so that we might be able to support ourselves that feels appropriate at that moment. So in this way, may our practice, our embodiment practice, our warm-hearted practice, our inquiry practice, may this be for the benefit of all beings, everywhere.